Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to WFOD.
There you go. Isolate that, and that's your opening. You hear me? And leave this part in, too. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Start playing the music right now. That's the opening of your show. I just handed it to you. Roll in the music.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, my good friend, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, Coach T, Hustlin' Hulse, old popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse, everyone. Travis Hulse.
Hey, I thought we run a little late. My Dick Tracy decoder watch, it must be set wrong.
We're not talking about Dick Tracy tonight, Travis. Guys, also, we're joined by my good friend, Matt. Matt, hello.
Hi,
Matt.
Guys. Matt. Hi.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have a hell of a show for you tonight. We're not going to talk about Dick Tracy, though. Don't even talk to me about Dick Tracy, Travis. Don't want to talk about it.
Did you know that Warren Beatty wanted to make a Dick Tracy film since the mid-70s? He didn't get he didn't get that off the ground until, like, what, 1990?
No, but, like, you know, at least he was dedicated enough. Like, honestly, that's one of those movies where, like, Ryan Reynolds obviously loved playing Deadpool, right?
Right, right.
Warren Beatty was, you know, he took that role very seriously. It's fucking Warren Beatty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Warren Beatty is, like, the peak of his career. I mean, he decides to go back and do a really colorful comic book movie, obviously on the heels of Batman 89. But man, I'll tell you what, I feel like it got a bad rap when it came out, but I feel like if people revisit it, they'll see what a masterpiece it really is.
I agree.
I don't remember it being particularly beloved, Travis.
No, people did not like it.
I was going to say, I don't think it was, but it's a great fucking movie. If they don't love it, they're stupid.
Well, people were expecting, you know, it was hot on the Batman 89 fever. So people were like, ooh, they were jonesing for comic book material. And it wasn't enough like Batman. People just wanted a Batman clone and they didn't get it. They got a Madonna soundtrack. They got Warren Beatty in a banana colored suit and a bunch of like weird villains played by Academy Award winning actors.
Dustin Hoffman.
Bumbles.
Travis, you know, I've been watching a lot of the hockey lately because my St. Louis Blues are in the Stanley Cup Finals, Travis.
Playoffs? No,
I was having this conversation, I think, with Travis once before the show about how I'm very envious of you and Drunk.
Well, thank you. Man.
I wish I had the same love of hockey that you guys did. Because I want to be into it. I just can't get into it.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I've tried watching it. It just loses my interest.
Everybody's running, skating around.
Yeah, I know. Shooting. I get it.
They got to be in zones. And it's like a chessboard. And I don't understand chess either.
Well, I mean,
I want to like as much as you guys do.
You watch any sport, and if you give enough of a fuck about it, you learn it. And then you know.
Yeah.
I was getting at a whole thing here, okay? I mean, it's great that, you know, you tried, Matt. Good kudos. So what happened was, the St. Louis Blues, they haven't been in the Stanley Cup Finals in like 50 years. So this is a big deal for the city of St. Louis. They had a game in Boston last night that they had a watch party at our rink here that sold out. So they filled the rink here with people watching the game on a Jumbotron with no players playing on the rink.
Oh, yeah. They've done that at Lambeau before when Green Bay is in the playoffs, but they're like away. Like they'll sell out Lambo for people watching on the Jumbotrons.
And I think that this is a thing that they probably should be doing anyway, shouldn't they? Shouldn't they just do it? What does it cost to open the doors and charge $10 to get in? Then you can sell everybody $9 beers and $12 nachos. Like, it's just more opportunities to sell. Why wouldn't you do it all the time? Why would
I feel like you probably be limited because you don't necessarily know if it's like a nobody gives a shit game that they're playing out of town, then you don't necessarily know how many tickets you're going to sell. And you have to staff just as much security for the place, regardless of how many tickets you're selling.
Security you got to have around to make sure that people aren't like,
if you were able to like close off the concourses somehow where you could only be in like a specific part of the venue, then you could do it because you could have like one or two concession stands opened and just you could man those specific entrances. But if you're opening the whole place up, that's a nightmare for security purposes.
But I think that people, a lot of the reason that people go to games isn't necessarily to see the game. It's to be part of the experience, to go be in the sea of people all wearing the same shirt and saying, hey, guys, we're all part of a thing. Or even better, Travis. Hologram games.
Ooh.
Whitney Houston's going on tour this summer, Travis.
Is she really?
Yeah, Whitney Houston.
Are they actually doing that?
I just saw on Groupon the other day, Ronnie James Dio tickets. They have hologram Ronnie James Dio you can go see on Groupon.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was things that people were talking about doing, but like there wasn't enough interest to go see.
No, the Whitney Houston one is definitely in effect. I was hearing that the other day. They have a nationwide tour planned with that hologram.
You project the same game. What if you just put some kind of camera on the bottom of the Jumbotron that dangles over the ice, and then you just project that image on the away team's ice? Hologram games, boom, should be easy. Let's do it.
Dude, can you imagine if they just take famous games, actual sports games, and do holograms where you're like, oh, hey, you know, maybe for a discounted price, you can
go
watch
this see a legacy famous game?
Like, yeah. You could go see the Ice Bowl or something?
Right. They could set up, like, presidential speeches, you know, JFK or some shit like that.
Oh, or
you know,
Hitler.
Like, you know. No.
Or Hitler, yeah.
Hitler could do his famous I Have a Dream speech.
Wow, Travis. I don't think he did that speech. I don't think I'm not a history buff, but I don't think that's
maybe right. It was a different dream, Matt.
He had a dream.
That's the art dream.
I'm not up on a lot of his dreams. I'm sure he had them.
To be honest, not up on a lot of Hitler speeches.
Hey, the only way if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it, buddy.
You're right. You know what? Thank you for that perspective.
Guys, in a little bit, we're going to do the next round of the Hollywood Fantasy League. Jody is going to continue on. So will this be his third draft, Travis? Because he won his first
time. In a row?
Well, yeah, I think he won his first time, and then this time he's not going to win. Didn't we win last time?
Yeah,
is this his fourth draft?
Oh boy, I thought we were going to get rid of him this time.
The zombie cast, Sean Freeman's podcast, they lost by a lot, Travis.
Oh yeah, he biffed it pretty good.
Yeah, he had like Hellboy. I think Hellboy scored like 6 points.
I watched that Pet Sematary movie.
How was that?
Oof, not great.
Wasn't good.
That's too bad because those dudes that made that movie made a movie called Starry Eyes, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a David Bowie song, isn't it? Travis?
Eyes. Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I'm not up on my David Bowie
Matt,
discography.
Didn't you see the Aladdin, too?
Yeah, I went to see Aladdin on Saturday. It was okay, guys. Like, it wasn't... It wasn't really anything to write home about. You know, everybody's
Martha,
worried about.
Today I saw Aladdin in the motion picture house.
I know a lot of people obviously worried about Will Smith as the genie.
Oh, he looks fine.
But I'll tell you, he was probably one of the better parts of that movie. The sets were cool, costumes were cool. It was bright and a lot of fun. But there was I don't know there. there's a new song that Jasmine sings, and it's called Speechless. It's about how men keep her from having a voice.
Oh, no.
And I tell you what, it really kind of...
Did it get you, Matt?
They
did it make you feel good?
That song into that movie hardcore. Like, it did not have a place, and then all of a sudden it was like, wait, what? What are we... Really? This is when we're going to... Okay. All right. Well,
she doesn't have to have a song to state these things. That movie is... Half of that movie is about her being under, like, the thumb of, the like, the patriarchy and, like, the kingdom and shit. Like,
yeah,
why force the song?
You know, they did some cool things with her character that I thought was, you know, like, okay, cool. Like, they did this with her. I'm happy they did that.
When they were going after the bad guy, did like Valkyrie fly down and Captain Marvel was right up front, and then the other two Avengers came right behind her to take out the bad guy? Her.
She has some help.
I guess it's Aladdin, so do you guys want me to even tell you? Do you care?
You know, Matt, the Aladdin story, I was thinking about it. The Aladdin story.
I love that cartoon. It's great.
Like, you know what the biggest fucking bummer was? I think was Iago. And Iago didn't have any dialogue in the movie, except that he would just comment on things like a parrot. He would go, "Brat, that's a bad idea, brat," the whole time.
Oh, that's reminds me of like George of the Jungle, that Brendan Fraser George of the Jungle but, like, movie.
Brat, this is fucking bullshit, brat.
Right, he wasn't fucking Iago. Like, he had no lines except for those little just like commentary type shit. And I was like, all right, guys, come on. You know, and Jafar. I think Jafar sucked.
Was he kind of? He's kind of weak.
How were our two leads though? How were Aladdin and Jasmine? Were
great.
They okay.
Great. Yeah? I thought they were. I thought they were really good.
Matt, here's the thing about fucking Aladdin though, and you know, I think that
actually having sex with Aladdin.
When you look at these as an adult, you look at them differently. I think. I was thinking about fucking Aladdin today, Matt.
You really just want to. Put yourself inside of Aladdin.
Yeah, I just want to get all deep inside this Aladdin.
Balls deep in Aladdin.
Matt, the whole thing with Aladdin, okay, Jafar goes to Aladdin. He's like, hey, fuckboy.
I don't think he said that in the movie.
Go in this cave and get this thing for me, and I'll give you money.
Sure.
And so,
yeah,
like,
you stupid little cuck.
That was Jafar's lead, man. Like, Jafar had the skinny on that and hired Aladdin to do a job, and Aladdin just fucking... Fuck Aladdin, dude.
Wait, why?
He's just a poor street urchin. He needs to be able to make a living.
Why do you feel bad for... He was paid to do a job and then just yoinked the shit out from under Jafar. That's bullshit.
No, he gave the lamp back to Jafar, and Jafar was like, okay, I'm going to kill you now. And then the monkey stole the lamp back from Jafar before they fell in the pit.
Oh, how's the monkey?
Didn't he rubbed the lamp in the thing and the genie came out? And then he was like,
yeah, after
sweet.
Jafar tried to kill him.
Oh, Jafar tried to kill him first?
Yeah. He's hanging there on the right out there, the Cave of Fucking Wonders or whatever it's called. And Jafar's like, oh, thanks for giving me this lamp. And then he throws him back into the pit. And then Apu. Like, jumps up on him and pulls the lamp, and then he throws a poob into the cave of time.
Well, I hope these movies are successful enough for them to shot-for-shot remake, like, the direct-to-VHS sequels to these beloved movies. Like, I'd love to see Return of Jafar, live action.
Matt, that fucks up my premise.
Apu was cool. Apu was, like, you know, one of the few things they kind of got right.
Can we talk about what really matters about Aladdin is... I don't know if either of you recall, but the Aladdin video game for Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis was the fucking bomb.
It was so hard
when that movie came out. It was so hard, but it was great toting that goddamn sword. Oh, love that game.
Yeah, like once you got to the thing where you had to do a bunch of swinging and stuff, that's where I would always die.
Yeah, that was like Pitfall.
Yeah, that was like Battletoads hard.
Yeah, there's like a magic carpet level too that I vaguely remember hating because you fall off the thing so many times.
I don't remember playing the game, but if it was anything like that Lion King game.
See, Matt, I'm misremembering Aladdin. So Jafar double-crossed him, Like he was cool with just taking the lamp out and giving it to Jafar, and then Jafar was like
that he was ready to do that. Apu kind of fucked things up by, you know, stealing the like some of the treasure, but Aladdin was all on board and doing everything that he was supposed to.
What do you expect out of the of a monkey? You remember what happened when David Schwimmer got that Marcel monkey in Friends? I mean, hijinks.
Wasn't that true monkey trying to fuck everything, Travis?
At one point, yeah.
There was one or two episodes where, yeah, that was why he had to get rid of him, I think, because he constantly wanted to bang everything. Yeah. So did you know that Madonna worked for Scale and Dick Tracy?
She just really wanted to be in it.
She wanted to be with it, and then I know that she was promised
the money. That's interesting, because like, she was soundtrack. A huge pop star at that point, right? Like, there was no reason for her to do that.
I think that she figured that the marketing behind the soundtrack, because she got money from the soundtrack, right? So I think she figured that would make her more money in the long run than, you know, than a big hefty pay raise.
Was that her first film?
I don't know if that was her first film or if that one where she had sex a lot was her first one.
Yeah.
What was the one that she had sex a lot?
Oh, every other Madonna movie.
Well, she was in A League of Their Own.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, she had a lot of sex in that one.
But I don't think that was a very big part. I think, you know, Dick Tracy.
Her and Rosie.
Like her big coming out party, Travis. That was her saying, I have arrived. That was her A Star Is Born.
I'm coming out. Let's get this party started.
Guys, we're not going to talk about Dick Tracy, though. It's not like
good, honestly. We
recent
should,
relevant reference. It's not topical at all. I mean, the people, they want to know what's going on in the world.
I think it's Dick Tracy's anniversary somehow.
We should
kind of anniversary.
We should recast Dick Tracy, Travis.
Oh, that would be difficult.
Travis, how have we not recast
Lady Gaga? Would definitely have to be.
Oh, yes, of course. That's everybody's pick for Breathless.
I mean, who would be?
Even though I don't think I would want that at all, I think that would have to be it.
Who would we get for Dick Tracy, though? Like Harrison Ford?
No.
Or like Patrick Warburton?
These days, you'd have to go with one of the Chris's. I mean, because they're in everything, even if they're age appropriate.
Yeah.
Chris Pine as Dick Tracy.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing Clint Eastwood's son.
Vern Eastwood?
Yeah.
Oh, Jody in the chat has Josh Brolin as Dick Tracy. I think Jody wins. That's pretty good.
Oh, he's a little old.
You know who I'd cast? Warren Beatty.
Just give him another crack at it.
Yep, give him another crack at it. I feel like now he's probably the proper age for it. Like, Dick Tracy's like an older dude. Like,
you know what? I'm changing my position too, and I would cast Melissa McCarthy as Madonna's role.
Ooh, that's nice. That's a real meaty role for that gal. Mm-hmm.
Matt, I called and I canceled the Sirius XM the other
day. You did? Did they give you like a free year? Because no. They're notorious for doing that.
See, what happened was my trial expired. And you know, guys, yeah. I've been singing the praises of the Sirius XM.
Sure have.
Done with them, Matt. I'm mad. I'm probably not. I'm probably going to end up.
What did it?
Well, what happened was my trial ended, and they sent me stuff in the mail, and they didn't tell me that what I was paying for was like a downgraded service. They were just like, hey, you want to renew? Here it is. All the stuff you love, $30.
Right.
I was like, okay, cool. I'll pay $30. So I sent them the $30, and then when my trial ended, they just like deleted my streaming account, which is what I primarily used. I don't listen to it in the car all that much. I listen to it at work. I mean, it wasn't even like pleasant. It was just all of a sudden my streaming account was gone and I couldn't log into it anymore. And they're just like, what are you talking about? You never had a streaming account. It's like, no, I did. I had it yesterday. I was listening to it. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. This email address isn't registered to a streaming account. So I call those fuckers and I say, guys, this is bullshit what you did. And they said, well, I mean, you know, we can upgrade you for sure. Yeah, for more money. But you didn't tell me it was going to be more money. You sold me on this cheap downgraded shit service. See, Matt, Netflix, people complained that the price of Netflix went up recently. But you know what? Netflix tells you, hey, guys, you want Netflix? It's $12. There's no games with Netflix, Matt.
Right.
If you want Netflix, The price of Netflix is $12. But you play these goddamn games with the cable people and the phone people and the fucking SiriusXM people, and everybody's paying a different price. My parents have SiriusXM in both of their cars, and they pay out the ass for it. It's expensive.
Right.
I was paying $25 for what they have.
I think I'm paying like $17 or something for the streaming service, and I get like Howard and all the other stuff.
$17 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, Matt, is everybody pays something different.
Right.
It's all the game.
The guy at work calls to cancel every 6 months, and they usually give him the next 6 months for like $25.
Yeah, I know that. I think Joe was doing that for a while. Like, he would call to cancel, and they'd be like, all right, listen, we'll give you like the next year for $10. And he just kept doing that. And then finally they were like, yeah, we're not going to offer you anything.
But here's the thing. I don't want to play the goddamn game. I don't want to call them every 6 months. I don't want to do it. I don't know,
but Sirius is pretty cool. Like, I enjoy having it. I listen to the shows that I like, and then the music channels are cool to throw on every once in a while.
Well, I like to listen to the shows I like on my telephone while I'm at work.
I like to listen to
15 minutes on my way to work in the car.
A little Howard Stern, a little Jim and Sam.
Paying for that shit. So I told him, you fucking cancel this shit. I don't want it anymore because you're dishonest. Mm-hmm. You tricked me. And I don't like to be tricked. You just tell me, hey, this costs $10 a month, and I'll pay that. That's fine. I don't want to play these games.
They're going to play the same game that they did when I've been out of the chains of DirecTV for a couple of years now, and I was playing that same game for a good 8 years, where it was like, every 3 to 6 months, you got to call them up and try to get a price, and I just don't play that game anymore. Sirius will do the exact same thing. If you can't get a good deal for that 6 months or a year, even sometimes, just cancel, and they will come back to you the very next week and say, listen, come on back. We'll give you like 6 months free. And that second 6 months, you just have to pay like $30 or something.
So I call this foreign gentleman at SiriusXM, and I don't think he understood what the fuck I was talking about. I didn't understand what the fuck he was talking about. And he says, oh, no, sir, I'm sorry to hear that. And I was like, I don't want to play the games. You tricked me in your papers, and cancel it. I don't want it. And, you know, he was shuffling his papers trying to find the right script to get on. And I don't think he had a script to, I just renewed 3 days ago and now I'm calling to cancel because you tricked me. So what ended up happening is I was supposed to be done in October. I told him when it's done in October, just cancel it. I don't want it anymore. And he said, well, I'll give you November, but I'm still canceling in November. He goes, yeah. Okay, fine. Give me November for the same amount of money that I already paid. Yes, I'll give you November. I was like, okay, you got a deal, buddy.
You just take me through the Christmas holiday too. Well, how about you give me December as well?
Well, and honestly, like, you're going to start probably getting some offers via email. Like, oh, we see that you're leaving. Like, why don't we try something like this? So, you know, like, right. they'll throw some offers your way soon.
I'll just listen to podcasts. It's fine.
It is fine. I've thought about canceling sometimes, but I really enjoy the option. It is dumb because, like, why am I paying for the SiriusXM service when I could just torrent like I do everything else?
Matt, I'll tell you what. If FM stations could figure out a way to put a big, pretty picture on my big, pretty screen, I'd be fine listening to FM.
I can't stand listening to FM.
There's no little pictures on my screen when I'm listening to FM.
I haven't listened to an FM show, I don't know how long. Like, I don't listen to the radio, period. Fucking radio sucks.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
The
thing about me is I enjoy commercials because they amuse me. I like commercials because I like to hear how people are trying to get you. It's one of the things I sometimes when I listen to FM, I like the commercials more than the shitty rock music they play.
That's kind of understandable.
Guys, what we're going to do, gonna take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do the Hollywood Fantasy League. And we're not, guys, listen to me. We are not going to talk about Dick Tracy. That's for goddamn sure. Don't even try talking about Dick Tracy to me, okay?
Hi, this is Warren Beatty, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of... I'm not reading that.
I wipe as best I can, but there's always more!
Beep.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. The travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Iceland, Germany, France, Italy, India, Japan, Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, Chile, every state in the Union except Alaska.
I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, Indiana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Dolores, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Austin.
Online and on your mobile device.
Live.
Strangelabel.com.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
John Wick 3 finished with a 73% Metacritic and $108 million, giving 79 points to Team Zombie Cast. That's great for the action franchise, but won't be enough to help them not finish in the basement. We don't know how much Brightburn is going to make. Not a lot. But it will just be padding for the 173 points they'd need Godzilla to make this weekend to break even with the Po' Boys. The latest HFL draft is coming up tonight, so hold on to your butts.
Here he is again with another one of his amazing animal facts. Drunk!
Bees taste with their feet.
It feels so good in her hands, so solid.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Contact the show is 636-487-4488. Han, or WFOD Show on Skype. I am currently streaming live on Instagram for the sole purpose. And Matt, what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw the order.
Oh, okay.
And I want people to see, Matt. I want people to see so that there's no accusations. You know what I'm saying, Matt?
I understand.
Is everybody Matt. With us? Is Jody here? Is what's that other fucking guy's name? Jim Chadman. Jim Chadman here. Hi, Jim Chadman.
Hi,
Jim. I blanked for a second. Of course, I know what your name is.
I feel really welcome. I just talked to Matt. He recognized what state in the country I lived in. I thought that was pretty good.
Pennsylvania.
Mike almost circled in onto my name,
Jimmy Chad.
There Jimmy Chad.
So, guys, if you want to see me pick the order, I'm going to do it now because this live thing, it's uncomfortable. So, I'm going to draw the names now. I'm dividing them up. Jumbling.
Hey, Matt.
I'm jumbling.
Matt, did you know that Dick Tracy was the highest grossing film of Warren Beatty's career?
Did that movie do well?
Is that real?
I guess. I would assume. I mean, Warren Beatty has had a storied career, but he
better than Bullworth.
Dick Tracy, yeah, absolutely. Better than Bullworth. Better than that other one where he was like an angel or some shit from the 70s.
Guys, the first pick goes to WFOD.
Fucking nice. The fix is in.
Here, let me cut the live Instagram quick.
The second pick goes to not safe for water coolers.
Nice.
All right.
Yay.
And Jody, buddy.
Yes.
Sir. Hey. Jody, you get the third pick.
I'll take it.
And there it was.
You there's did it. One Good job, Mike.
There's one person watching. So
guys,
you usually have somebody do that for you. I can't. Guys, you did it seamlessly.
We have a caller. B Rob.
Oh, you fucking kidding me.
Bring him in.
I'm kidding.
My brother B Rob. Come on, buddy.
So guys, I mean the last round of the HFL, you know, we had Avengers Endgame, so but I think that we didn't really have any duds beyond that. So I mean, I'd hate to say that, like, we probably would have won anyway.
Oh,
that
shit.
May not be true.
What did we even have besides Avengers?
Can I ask a question? Can you take
I just asked a fucking question.
Hey. You're correct.
But right, if you take out everybody's first, let's just say you remove the first round, because it's only fair that you cut out our first round, you take everybody else's first round out. I think
take out Blockbuster.
We probably still would win. Brightburn's going to make like 4 points. Brightburn's not going to do shit.
Is it really bad?
It was okay. It wasn't that bad of a movie.
It seems like a great premise, but maybe it just didn't have the right backing. Huh?
Like, if you watch the full 2.5 minute trailer, you saw that movie. Like, it's not, I'm not like complaining that they gave away the movie in the trailer, but that was the consistent tone and build of that entire movie. And it was fine.
They sold me based solely on that scene that they released as like the Red Band trailer where it's that broad in the diner after hours by herself.
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
Shatters and like fucking like pierces her eyeball with like the fluorescent tubing. Oh,
pull that glass out of her eye. It's pretty
so good. Hey,
it's
not did bad. You guys see Pet Sematary? Did y'all actually see the movie?
I watched it, last week.
Do you think, like, was it all around just a terrible movie, or do you think they blew their load with, like, giving away the fucking, the Switch?
That kind of was disappointing.
I think it hurt them fucking bad. And they didn't know why they did it, because they thought they were going to get shit on, but I think that nobody cared.
The filmmakers are angry because the studio is the one that cut that trailer to blow the fucking ending. Like, the filmmakers,
that's fucked.
Even beyond, like, previous to opening weekend, they had stated how they were not super happy with the fact that they gave away that.
I'll be honest with you. That might have been like a last minute save or whatever that they tried to pull off. It wouldn't have helped the movie.
It would have lasted 3 days.
I never watched any of the trailers. And when I saw that twist, I was like, oh, so they're doing that now. It's still not a great movie.
I was going to say, it doesn't matter which kid goes. I mean, it's the same deal.
Yeah. I feel like the 3-year-old carried more weight. It's a little more innocent. Not saying that like a 10-year-old kid is an asshole, but I mean, you know, like
you got a kid. Maybe they made that. Maybe they made that choice on set though, because like I know like Miko Hughes was the one that played that little kid in the original Pet Sematary.
Watch
that
kid was on Shudder.
Yeah, I did watch the documentary.
Now, how much did you pay for Miko Hughes' photo at the last convention you were at, Travis?
He was not at the last convention, okay. But I would assume he would probably charge $20 to $25 for an autograph and probably free table photos.
Totally worth it. What do you think he'd charge for cameo? About
free 20? Table photos.
Something like that.
So, guys, all I was saying basically is we would have won anyway, but we did have a movie that scored 480 something points. So
a historic win? Do you know?
That's big.
That is big.
Yeah, I guess only thing that would have been close is when the Fernicast had that first new Transformer Star Wars movie.
I think
the new Star Wars movie.
The only thing that would be bigger would be Big Boy Caprice's makeup and Dick Tracy, which Al Pacino designed and completely reimagined the character. It was originally supposed to be a big and fat with a little nose, but he redesigned the character.
Big Boy did it?
Yeah, Big Boy Caprice.
Travis, I mean, with the first pick, Travis.
Toy Story.
That's kind of a no-brainer.
I want Jody to tell us a story. I don't know. We should probably wait until after we do the draft, though, right? I want you to tell us a story. But we're going to take Toy Story 4, right?
Yeah, Toy Story.
Great choice.
Okay, so the way that the draft works, guys, it is a snake draft. So who goes third also goes first in the second round. And I guess we're going to do, did we decide we're doing 4 rounds?
Well, you're sort of the moderator here, Mike. I gave my 2 cents. I don't know what your,
yeah, but your 2 cents is what ultimately matters, Jim. So we're going to do 4 rounds. Okay. We took Toy Story. So this one goes to Jim. Jim, do you think the second spot is the hardest spot? Because you never have the benefit of a snake?
Yeah, you know, I hadn't considered that.
So you're really the underdog here, Jim.
Well, if you look at my past performances, I don't think I've had a repeat draft.
No, you crash and burn every time. Seasons. Yeah.
So naturally, I'm holding the underdog spot.
Jim, I would say that you're probably the one that everyone's going to root for. Everyone's going to say, God damn it, I hope old Jimmy gets one.
Yeah, but normally like the plucky underdog in the films is charismatic. And that is is not a...
right. It's not you're right. The underdog is kind of likable.
Yeah. Relatable. Yeah,
right. God,
yeah.
You got a charm. Damn it.
Jim Chadman is the Adam Devine of this HFL.
I hope old Jimmy gets one.
That's actually one of the best compliments I've ever gotten.
Hilarious.
Is this too early for everyone to make like their joke suggestions of what I'm supposed to take, like the Pavarotti movie, or?
Or you can joke around, yeah. Oh, I should take this thing.
Yeah, is that?
And you can joke
is that the
around.
Bit for now, or should I just say I'm taking Spider-Man?
I mean, have a joke if you would like.
All right. I hear that they are doing Black Annie on Broadway. Is that eligible? Can I take the ticket sales from that?
Have a joke, Jim.
Charisma thing didn't.
No, just make a pick then.
Jody,
Spider-Man. It's gonna be Spider-Man.
Jody, yeah. you have the next 2 picks here, so you don't want to blow it.
I don't want to blow it. No, so.
Annabelle is his first pick.
I don't think I've ever seen an Annabelle movie.
This isn't about personal preference. This is about what's going to get you points, baby.
Yeah, I think
straight up points.
B-Rob won on an Annabelle.
This one has...
It came out of nowhere.
That was like the shittiest one ever.
This one has Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga coming and reprising their roles as the Warrens.
Well, speaking of
charisma, there's something about that girl.
That Patrick
Wilson. Like,
she's
not like super hot, but she's kind of like fun to look at.
Yeah, I'm a fan of looking at her. And her daughter is the same as well.
Who are you talking about here?
Vera Farmiga.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
The Bates Motel. She's Nora Bates in the Bates Motel show.
She's not hot, but I like to look at her.
Matt, would you say she's a handsome lady?
No, I wouldn't say she's handsome at all. I would say there's something really, like, when I see her, I want to see her. But I'm not, like, crazy attracted to her. It's weird. It's a weird feeling that comes across.
She looks like Maggie Gyllenhaal's more attractive sister.
Not like Maggie Gyllenhaal, because I would prefer not to look at her. But this girl, I
agree.
There's something about her. It's a weird... It's really strange. I can't really explain it.
We're giving her
go back and watch The Departed and go back and watch Running Scared. Like, she's amazing to watch.
There was a gal in The Departed?
Yeah, she was the one that...
Matt
Damon was messing with.
The therapist.
Or Leo DiCaprio was messing with.
I think we have our pick.
The fucking good pick.
No, Aladdin opened this last weekend.
Yeah, Jody shit all over Aladdin, but he's all for The Lion King.
Here's the reason why.
Talking animals?
The Lion King didn't have people in it, and so that's, to me, would be more interesting than seeing a remake of, like...
See, I think that would have something going against it, because in The Lion King, you're just reanimating an animated movie.
That's what you did with The Jungle Book, though.
And it was awesome.
Mowgli. Like, you had a person interacting with all of that.
Did you guys know...
Solid point.
Jungle Book actually didn't do great of the live-action remakes.
Matt, did you know that Aladdin was a Guy Ritchie movie?
I didn't know that until last week when that was brought up. How did Aladdin do this past week?
Like,
was
it good? 90 mil.
Yeah, it did fine.
No, it was 110, I thought.
Oh, I saw 90.
Oh, I thought it was like 110 because it
maybe that's worldwide. Maybe I saw domestic.
I think
that maybe, Travis, maybe.
I mean, if it's a good possibility.
91.5.
Pretty good.
Split the difference. You said 90.
Yeah, 91.5. It makes sense to split.
Jody, what's your other pick?
And also, do you have a song that you can play that'll tip us off on it?
Right.
Maybe. I might be able to do it.
Holy shit. Aladdin made $504.1 million USD.
God damn.
What's the Metacritic on that right now? Sorry.
D. 50.
Oh, wait. That's the cartoon.
It's low. It's not a great movie, guys. It was not of the live action remakes. Like, Beauty and the Beast was better. They've all been better. This is weak, I thought.
All right.
It was their throwaway.
I get the next pick?
Yes.
My turn? Okay. I'm going to take that Quentin Tarantino joint, the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
See, Jody, me and Travis were debating about that. Because I thought that it should go way lower, and Travis thought it should go way higher. So I'm glad you took it, because now we don't have to argue about it anymore. I hate when me and Travis argue.
I think it'll be okay. He's kind of on the rebound. What was the last one? The Hateful Eight? Was that his last? Or did he have another one since then?
I was going to say, The Hateful Eight did not do...
It didn't, and that's why I think maybe this will be nice. It's got cast, too.
When you say he's on the rebound, what's the rebound?
Inglourious Basterds is probably his peak as far as box office, right?
None of his movies make any money. They don't. They don't make money, guys.
I thought Django did good, no?
Yeah, I think Django did all right.
But like, people like us love his movies, but they as an audience.
What do you mean, people like us?
What are you trying to say?
We just like movies. Us mouth breathers.
Oh, yeah.
No, thanks for taking it, Jody, because I was going to reach for it, and it's going to bite you in the ass, so I'm really glad that it's off the board.
Yeah,
I hope it doesn't. I really do, but I don't know. I feel like it's going to be interesting for the summer. Everybody's going to be worn out from all the action comic book stuff, you know, and I don't know.
People have not – that is not trended at all. So, like, if that's
there's
the hill that you're
going to
die on right now, there's
nothing to support comic book movie fatigue.
No.
I guess, hey, we'll see what happens. I didn't want the other one. I don't think it's
I mean, we are trending that Spider-Man will actually probably do better than Toy Story. Like,
yeah, that's Spider-Man number 2. So that kind of knocked me off here, and I'm looking at that. And I don't want to take the other one because it seemed like much of a reach.
Speaking of comic book movies, do you know that Dick Tracy won the most amount of Academy Awards for a comic book movie? Up next really? Was The Dark Knight. Dark Knight was after Dick Tracy.
Yeah, a lot, like much later.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Tracy's an OG.
Yeah, fucking Dick Tracy had three Academy Award wins, and Dark Knight had two.
If Django Unchained was in the Hollywood Fantasy League, which it might have been, it would have put up 101 points. And that was his biggest one.
That's pretty good.
So that's not bad. Yeah.
So movies, I'm not a fan.
You know, I'm not calling for a Dick Tracy remake. I'm calling for a Dick Tracy re-release.
Just put out Dick Tracy again?
Just put out the same movie.
Just put that movie out again.
Little marketing behind it.
Yeah.
Just go for it. See what happens.
I'd pick that.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
You know, Dick Tracy, lifetime gross was $104 million. Which,
well, you got to adjust it for inflation.
Yeah, that's not bad. It did okay, guys. It's back like
30 years ago.
It's back to Jim, Travis.
See, I really thought you were going to take one of the next two logical ones, and I thought that was going to help inform my decisions. Now I'm kind of... Like my heart is telling me, my heart has led me astray in this game. Give me Hobbs and Shaw.
That was the other one that we were arguing about, Jim. I wanted that one to go a lot higher.
I had them right next to each other.
Wanted it low.
That wasn't even in my list.
Yeah. I just figured for money, it's a franchise. People are going to go see it.
Dude, I think Hobbs and Shaw is going to be fucking big.
And it's The Rock, right? So there'll be sequels to this. Like, I bet this is the turn.
I mean, The Rock has had some duds.
You know, Fast and the Furious movies.
Blaspheme!
Fast and the Furious movies, Rampage. they do high 50s, Rampage low 60s Metacritic, which isn't
Rampage
terrible.
Is great. Skyscraper is great.
They're all they're all pretty great. I mean, they're fine. See, Travis,
are we forgetting about the Tooth Fairy?
You know when I watch The Rock. You know when I watch The Rock movies. I watch them on Sunday afternoon on HBO, and they're great.
Travis, I got one for you. You ready? You ready for this?
Kick it out.
Doom.
That was before The Rock was really The Rock.
Yeah. That wasn't The Rock.
It was after The Scorpion King. Fuck off. He made Walking Tall.
He made Walking Tall before Dune.
Pretty sure Dune was later, right? That was after like when I was driving.
Right.
Yeah. He had done the Rundown, maybe?
Walking Tall was good. Rundown was
good, too.
Was Walking Tall even in the theater?
With Johnny Knoxville? Of course it was. That was at Johnny Knoxville's peak.
I don't know that I'd say that was his peak.
It's got that weird Anderson Cooper-looking guy.
Grandpa movies were his peak.
I love that Grandpa movie.
I'm trying to communicate with my fellas in the Facebook message.
I don't care. Pick whatever you want.
I don't. Travis, I don't. What do we want here, though?
I don't care. You saw my list of like five movies. Beyond that, I don't care.
Okay, so
you know what? I think the first one over the second one that you have there.
I put there.
Yeah,
you think the first one over the second? I think the second one.
I know
one.
Somebody Matt. That recently went to a screening of that second one. And if they're doing like early screenings where this guy could get into it, it's probably bad.
You think they're panicking?
This is a direct to VHS version of a movie. From what it looks.
That first one though, I actually think could do.
It's
do
got star
well.
Power.
Does
take the first one?
Yeah.
You think?
I mean, unless you're going to pick another one from my list, which I only have one other one.
Of the two, you're taking the first
one. I think the other one on your list, Travis, I think we can circle back to that.
Okay.
I think that'll still
of
be
the
you
two,
know what's super fun is list. Like coded conversations that everyone can understand and has a...
Shut up, Jim.
Shut up, right. Jim.
Shut your fucking mouth.
That's fair.
You're a fucking guest here, buddy.
Matt,
sorry. I know.
Matt, pick
all
one.
Apologies.
Pick one of those two and we'll go with it, Matt.
All right, well, then I'm going to say the Men in Black movie.
International.
Not
international.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes for... Oh, you know what? We have the next two picks.
Yeah, I don't think... I honestly... You know what? It's got that Valkyrie girl in it, though.
Yeah.
I bet it'll be a great movie that nobody sees.
I won't see it. I didn't see the third one.
Guys, we have the next pick. Should we just take the other one, too? Or is there a better one out there that we should take... other than that.
I'm not on board with the second one that you have on the list at all. If Matt is, take it. But
I am not.
I'm not on board with that one. Take
the,
anything else.
The X-Men. The X-Men movie is going to have a 5% Metacritic. That movie is garbage. Yeah. I can tell that movie is going to be terrible. The zombie movie. I think that there's a very niche group of people that are going to go see that.
The zombie movie is going to get good critic reviews and is not going to make money because it's probably only going to be in like 20% of screens.
I also think that Avengers Endgame made so many points that some of those have to carry over into this season. So
The movies left on here, I think the only one that I'm excited to see is Stuber. But I don't think I want to pick that because I don't think anybody else gives a shit about Stuber. Travis, you want to go with the one you had?
We could do that one or the other scary movie on the list. Either one.
What, the Annabelle?
Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Yeah, I'd go with either. I'd go with either of those, but it's, you know, that's my heart talking.
Or Child's Pet Play. You think anybody's gonna go see Child's Play, Travis?
No,
that'll make money and be awful. It won't make a lot of money.
I don't think it's going to make a lot of money.
It'll make a little. Mark Hamill's doing the voice and Aubrey Plaza's in it. So,
but Chucky has been direct to video for.
Oh, and people are fans of Child's Play are angry about this movie.
It's tough. Yeah, it's going to be a tough sell, man.
Okay, so Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, I guess, is what we're going to take with that.
With that kind of conviction. You know, it's gonna be
I'm not super excited about it. Oh, you know what? I wish we had taken something different now. I just saw something else.
You don't want the Gerard Butler says the president?
Take it. We didn't throw to the next person yet. Take the other one.
You already picked two, didn't you?
I'm on the clock, motherfucker.
All right.
Maybe it'll still be there, Travis. All right. Maybe they'll make a terrible mistake.
I don't know. You guys know more about Dark Phoenix than I do. I think the X-Men movies traditionally do fairly well. But then I see these sequels to these really I do not understand how these Angry Birds and Secret Life of Pets get sequels.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But they're
like two of the worst animated movies from the past, like, 5, 6, 7 years. They're just,
but you know, hey, Angry Birds is pretty fucking good. I don't know what your choice of preference of poison is, but if you sit your ass in a chair and get into that, it's a pretty funny fucking movie.
Is that after the weed or before?
Yeah, way after.
Okay. Well,
end of the day, half drunk, your kid passed out on the couch, and you're just sitting there, and the remote's too far. It's a good movie.
Pretty much everything falls into that category. Though. Like, oh man, I can see the layers in this motion picture, man.
It's so
really, really deep.
For those reasons, I'm happy to take Dark Phoenix in the third round. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, for the third round, I mean, X-Men Apocalypse made 61 points. So
yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, in the third round, if you matched that, then that would be okay.
This has Sansa Stark.
Facebook is still telling me that I have an event coming up with no drunk Mike.
Yeah, drunk's not here this week, Travis.
Yeah, it's continuously telling me that, even though it's an hour ago.
It just really
fuck.
I thought he
was here the whole time.
Jody, you have the next two picks. These are your final two picks.
Must be that Natterdays taking hold.
The fucking Natterdays.
That's
right?
What I got too. Are you drinking Natterday?
I got 26 left.
Oh, Mike, we're going to have a talk. Yep. Okay. Anyway,
you want to talk about Natterdays?
I want to go. Buddy, I'm going to tell you in a minute. Don't even get me started. Natterdays. That's my pick of the week.
What?
Matt. Okay. Jody really likes Natterdays.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I've been pounding these fucking things. Okay. I want The Dead Don't Die for sure on account of Bill Murray. I'm
sure.
Excited.
Yeah, because he's done a lot of really great blockbusters.
I get it. I know. I'm excited, and I want to see what happens with that one. Mm-hmm.
It's funny how you can't see what happens with that one if you don't pick it and something else that'll do better than that.
Mm.
Oh, he's so going, much salt.
Man, he's going with his heart.
So much salt.
I understand. Sorry.
Why so salty?
He's mad at you because
so
you like
sick of Bill Murray and bullshit.
You know, you're talking about a national treasure, goddammit.
This is.
Nah, he's not been a fucking national treasure in 30 years.
He's always a national treasure.
Fuck
you
him.
Bastard.
Isn't that a Jim Jarmusch film as well?
Hmm.
What is that sound? Is somebody moving a dryer?
Who's in a car?
Oh, it's fucking raining. I'm sorry. I'm in the fucking sunroom. I can't do anything about it. I've been muting it. I apologize.
Sunroom.
Okay. Well, here, I'll make it quick.
Is that a way that Jim is just bragging about how rich he is?
All of his sunroom. He always talks about his sunroom. Look at this, my special
It's where I have to record. I don't
guys, know. I got a natter day, and I'm out on the veranda.
On show, but not on any of your other shows where there's no noise.
He's always recording in the sunroom, Matt.
It's raining when I record.
Sure. Welcome to my studio / Honda Civic. I love it.
The windows are down.
I'm recording out my lean-to.
Let me move my Hummels and Fabergé eggs out of the way so I can get this recording started.
Beautiful. All right. So, yeah, the sequels, I'm kind of torn between those. And I think that the Secret Life of Pets 2 will do better than the Angry Birds movie. So I'm going to take... Excuse me. I'm going to take the Secret Life of Pets too.
For the fourth I'd say real quick. That's a solid.
Did you know that Al Pacino initially declined credit for Dick Tracy and wanted to work under a pseudonym? And the Top Souvenir magazine credits his role to Guido Frascati.
Why did he wasn't proud of his performance?
I would think he would be. He redesigned his character.
Jim, you have one pick left, Jim.
The Chris Gaines situation.
Oh, here.
This episode is a mess.
Look, this is probably going to put me on some lists. I'm sure the FBI has this recording tapped as we speak, but I have to go with Dora and the Lost City.
Oh, god damn it.
Oh, shit.
I knew you fuckers wanted
god
it.
God damn it.
Man, I didn't even see that.
Oh, god damn it, Travis. That's what I was hoping was still there.
I assumed so.
Oh God!
How did you move to overall?
I think I was just telling you guys the other day. I kind of want to see that movie. Yeah,
she's 18, Jim. Travis,
Danny what Trejo's I did there was the bunch. Laid a trap for you guys with the sequels of the kids' movie. I wasn't going to take either one of those fuckers,
Travis.
I played right into my hands, you fools.
You're right.
I been
bamboozled.
Ooh, Travis, I'd take that movie if it came back out.
Travis, yesterday, I want to see Yesterday, but
yesterday I don't think it'll
Yesterday's
do well.
Not going to make any money.
That movie looks great.
It looks awesome. It's a really fun concept.
I was watching YouTube videos for music, like on my phone, and all of a sudden that popped up, and I was about to skip it because it gave me 5 seconds and I could skip it, and I was like sucked into that trailer. I'm like, what the hell is this? Yeah. I don't like the Beatles.
Is there any movies left that are going to make any money, Travis? Nobody gives a shit about Angry Birds anymore, right?
No.
Child's Play is not going to make any money.
I don't care.
Shaft what about that isn't Bautista movie with the Dave Bautista, wrestler guy?
That looks fun. I want to see that, but I don't think people want to see that.
Oh, there's a Shaft movie. Who's playing Shaft?
Same guy that played him last time, Sam Jackson. Yeah.
The last two people that played him. And then they have young Shaft. It's
the thing that bothers me about that movie is that it's called Shaft, just like the last Samuel Jackson Shaft movie was called.
Yeah, call it like the Shaft family or something.
Yeah. Tyler Perry's Shaft family.
Matt, save us from this. Tell us of a movie that we don't already know about that will take us from our shackle. I don't think we have a lineup that will jump above everyone else automatically. We're going to lose this fourth pick.
No, this is what makes, which is strange because this is your summer blockbuster films. Yeah. And usually
just like last time, we all got a big movie and we got some dog shit after.
This is nothing like last time. I think you forget that Avengers made it to WFOD
last summer. Which
very true. But what I'm
destroyed
saying, last summer.
Yeah.
The summer movie season is not what it used to be. It's not people. They don't wait to release the big movies till summer.
I know. It's always March, that kind of early summer, that May, that April, May is the big movie season now.
That's like it doesn't make sense that they're releasing the new Annabelle.
Annabelle.
Annabelle movie in the middle of summer, and also Scary Stories. That should be a fall release, and it's not.
They should save Child's Play for Halloween time at least.
All three of those movies should be Halloween time releases.
If we had taken Dora in the third round, would Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark still have been there? Be honest, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody was taking Scary Stories.
Yeah.
We fucked up. Travis, I mean, Angry Birds 2 or Stuber or Yesterday or Child's Play. I don't know.
I don't care. I don't care. I give you the list of my top 4 to 5 movies, and beyond that, I don't care about this.
Yeah, but your list of the top 4 movies is everybody's list of the top 4 movies. The fourth round is where championships are made.
Yeah, that's how much I care.
Matt.
I would say just, you know what, aside from scary movies or scary stories, maybe just throw in the kids movie just to be safe, the Angry Birds.
Angry Birds 2. Do people still like Angry Birds?
I think people still play it. The movie, you know what, of the kids, like I liked Angry Birds 1 more than I liked, fucking Secret Pets.
Secret Life of Pets was a real disappointment to me.
Did not like it.
No, I was excited for that movie. And I was
I thought it was good.
Kevin Hart was a fucking bunny. It was wonderful.
Fucking over Kevin Hart.
It had some third act problems, but I mean, overall, I thought it was an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, there's parts, but yeah, so, it's all right.
So we'll go with the guaranteed money, go with the kids' movie, Angry Birds 2, draft over, I guess. Jody.
Yes.
Hopefully it rains that weekend all across the country.
Jody, you like the...
That'll drive people to theaters, man.
You like the Natter Days, Jody.
I really enjoy these drinks.
It's not good.
It's not good. You don't like it.
I hate it. I took one sip of one can and threw it away immediately.
That's crazy, man. I don't know what happened. It's bitten my entire community. I went to my buddy's house the other day, and his outside beer fridge, his refrigerator, he had just – it looked like a commercial. Like I opened the fridge to put my shit in there, and it was just a 30-pack, a 12-pack, another like an open one. I was like, holy shit, man. And he goes like, yeah, they're good.
Jody, tell Travis the poop culture story.
The poop culture story?
Yeah. What the poop culture guys were doing. Travis, you're going to love this.
I doubt it.
The poop culture guys, they recruited shows for their network. And what they were doing.
It was the poop culture network, wasn't it?
Culture Network, poopculture.com or some shit like they had purchased the domain, I'm sure.
Oh, I can't believe that was still available.
Oh, man. So they, yeah, I know you would think, right? they collected a group of shows, and I believe they had a player on their homepage that would redirect to their show. Like, fairly, it didn't matter what you clicked on, if you hit play, the player would open from like another menu and it would start with their show, like the poop culture show. And then you'd have to like stop it and then go back and fucking click.
Even if you were trying to go to one of the subsequent shows?
Automatically redirected to their show.
That's some pretty shit.
So then they fucking ended up jacking, I think, people's RSS. Like they started getting people's downloads. Like to where people were noticing, like, hey, I know I don't get a lot of like downloads, but what the fuck is going on here?
So put everybody's show on one feed?
Yeah,
they had one like a master culture feed?
Network. Oh, that's what Stitcher did in the early days of Stitcher. I remember Nerdist flipping out because they just took everybody's RSS feed and fed it off of the Stitcher app. So, like, those shows would never get download numbers because it would go right to Stitcher.
Oh, yeah, that's what Stitcher still does that. They download your show once, and then they store your show on their server. So, like, if, you know, for instance, somebody posted a show and then, like, later on went back and edited it and put it back in, the old one will still exist on Stitcher. Because Stitcher will download your show once, and then if
so you have to get separate Stitcher like data. Like you don't know how many people listen.
If there's a partner portal on Stitcher that you can go and listen or see how many people are listening to you on Stitcher. But yeah, they download your show once and then it exists on their server.
And then they get the hits from there.
Yeah, and I think they downgrade it and like make it like a smaller file format so that it's easier to stream and stuff.
So I guess that's some really shady shit for some rando amateurs to be doing, huh?
Yeah, the poop culture network.
Yeah, I don't think it even is a thing anymore. It's so crazy how fast these shows come and go. Guys, you know, you've been around for a decade, so I'm sure you've seen hundreds of shows at this point. Just go away.
There was a show called like the 76th Street Podcast that was recruiting shows to be on their network, and they demanded that you put 76th Street Network, like the title of your show was changed to like WFOD, part of the 76th Street Network, or something like that.
They
were doing all kinds of weird shit like that. That all fed back to their show. people come up with some crazy shit, and it's all in under the guise of like, I guess being part of something bigger, like being all thirsty. Being in a network that's all going to help promote one another. It's
sweet, sweet likes.
I
think I know where this is going.
I'm always curious how people find ways to manipulate all that. It's very interesting to me. That's why I like listening to commercials, Travis. I'm a weird guy. I don't know if you guys know that about me. Jim, speaking of the networks, are you going to start doing the Not Safe for Water Cooler show again?
Oh my god!
Still raining over there, Jim.
Yeah, I've been muting. We'll be back next week.
It's really coming down.
You took Memorial Day and the entire season of Game of Thrones off.
Yeah, and then we're also going to be taking every third week off or fourth week off to do Seven Hells again.
So I can't hear you. I'm so sorry.
Jim, do you have any factoids about the 1990 film Dick Tracy?
I do not remember seeing it.
Oh, yeah. Jim, you're missing out.
Definitely so classic. I've been listening to the you know, I guess kind of final but not final season of Seven Hells podcast on Strange Label. So you guys announced that you're going to start reading the books and then doing one episode of Seven Hells on Strange Label every month, but you're going to do like three chapters at a time.
I thought you guys already read those books.
Yeah, we did. We wanted to reread. And so it's a close reading in the style of the Seven Hells. So we'll reread and sort of do a recap and a close reading and,
If you haven't listened to Seven Hells, I think it's actually really funny. If you listen to some of the like first episodes of Seven Hells podcast and then listen to this final, everybody just seems tired. Just really tired.
That's what happens when you don't record the show like after it airs, like after Game of Thrones airs?
We used to try to do that. We don't anymore. Like you'll hear in season five, we start wondering if Dan is actually going to finish watching the show because he hates it so much already by season five. And Matt and I are like lukewarm, but then the last two seasons it's really degenerated into just like all the worst parts of like that subreddit r/freefolk. Like that is our podcast.
This last season. It's only like, you know, six episodes or whatever from Game of Thrones. And obviously you guys do the recap show. I really enjoyed listening to the episodes because it was just like you could hear certain people trying to, like even you, Jim, trying to grasp on to just a little glimpse of hope that, they're going to really just make this season great. And by the end of it, that last episode was just extreme exhaustion, extreme hatred for the show that was so great, and it just fell so far.
Yeah, we And a common theme is we want it to be good. And sure. I think that's why we are redirecting our energy into the books, because we know, even though, I'm not going to say the books are a perfect distillation of fantasy, a fantasy narrative, but I think they're far superior to the product we got on television. Yeah. But I did, just in summation, I did like read a comment, somebody had made in one of the subreddits about how lucky we were. If you think about it, a fantasy show surviving for 8 seasons that actually gets to completion, that somehow got eyeballs on it, of a sort of obscure fantasy series. And, not only that, but became so popular that these people were all invested in it. We were actually really fortunate to have witnessed it. Whether or not we feel like, they did it justice, the property justice or not, is a different thing. But just that it was seen through to fruition is something of an accomplishment. So I'm going to hang my hat on that, I think.
Did you sign the petition, Jim?
I did not. I don't.
I don't even know that I could. I could hang my hat on that, because, like, it's honestly the shame of it, of saying like, well, we had something so great, and then you just steered us into such a terrible place.
And you
like
will,
that.
Yeah, and you can hear me on the show try to pull some bullshit like that, like I just said, and then Dan would always just do exactly that and say,
honestly, it's really great, even if you're not caught up and not just with the context of how exhausted the three of these guys are listening.
last episode like, was rough.
Was watching and listening to their comments on it. Like you wouldn't understand what they're talking about, but the Seven Hells podcast, I was really happy to kind of listen to that and get it wrapped up this past week. So
Matt, would you venture? Would so pick of the week. I was going to say, are you going to call the Seven Hells podcast your pick?
Seven Hells podcast on strangelabel.com is my pick of the week.
That's very kind. Thank you.
This last 5 minutes of this show has been fucking exhausting to me to listen to you guys talk.
Yeah, I don't watch Game of Thrones at all. I think
now you guys know how we felt recording that last episode of Seven Hells.
God. I almost fell asleep.
Jody, would you say you have a pick of the week, Jody?
My pick of the week is the Natural Light Natter Days. Listen, fellas.
I just looked this thing up. You give no context when you guys are talking about this. I had the rain going. Explain to people what this is, because it looks amazing to me. I've never heard of this before.
It's so terrible, and I wish his fucking house would catch on fire.
Jim, I gotta get some Natter Days,
No,
baby.
Jim, guys. Listen to me. Jim. They sell a 6-pack of Tall Boys. Don't buy the 30-pack, Jim. Buy the 6-pack and see if you like them. Because if you buy the 30-pack and you don't like them, you're going to have 29 more of those guys. And granted, Jim, they're dirt cheap.
They're 36 cents a can.
You blew my shot. That was going to be my finish line, you dickhead.
The 30-pack was $14, Jim. I have a 30-pack of these Natty Natter Days. And they're not good. But they're not as bad as Matt's saying there. I would say
pretty fucking
like Jim, shandies. Do you like a shandy?
They're nothing like a shandy. They're nothing like a shandy.
If you enjoy shandy, do you enjoy strawberry lemonade?
Do you like a skunk?
Yes.
If you like strawberry lemonade and you like beer, you should try Natural Light Natter Days.
Jim, taking a shandy, but adding the aftertaste of a natty light to it.
You just got to keep going. That's the thing. You just got to keep going.
Yeah. I think why? Just buy a fucking good shandy.
Matt, I'll tell you why. Because you have 26 more of these fucking things. And
because
you
shouldn't have bought 30 of them to
begin
with.
You got to keep going. I tried to get drunk to drink one, and he wouldn't do it. I'm going to tell you.
You had, Mike. How many have you put down?
To be fair, drunk doesn't like alcohol.
I've drank 4 of them. Natter Days, they're not.
Not 4 tonight. 4 over the past 4 weeks.
Yeah, they're not good. but they're not as bad as Matt saying they are. I would say they're fine.
Here, you know what it is? It's lake beer. It's yard cutting beer. It's take to your neighbors.
It is not yard cutting. Fuck you. Yeah. It is not yard cutting beer. Yard cutting beer, fucking, I'll take anything other than whatever that shit is.
I'm going to be honest. I don't cut my yard. So for me, it's yard cutting beer because I stand on the porch and watch the dude mow my shit.
Travis, do you have a Do you have a pick of the week, Travis?
My pick of the week is the end of this show.
Oh, my God. Harsh and heavy.
Guys, believe it or not.
Not even a Dick Tracy reference or anything?
I think done. When they write the history of WFOD, that episode 400 is going to be a real turning point where I think Travis is no longer putting up a front. I wrote a 19-page script specifically to get back in Hollywood Fantasy League. That's how desperate I was to get on the show. I had to do something to get some attention to get back on here. And just to hear Travis just trash it and shit all over it. It makes me feel real great about life choices I've made. So
it's not. I'm just checked out. It's fine.
I'm not blaming you, but I'm not blaming you.
Travis, have you tried a natter day?
Sounds like you could use one.
You could use a cool, calm, collecting natter day.
I gotta get
brighten up your day, buddy.
My pick of the week is seeing Marc Maron in a small club. Go do that.
Did he call you a fucker?
No, he called some weird anti-vaxxer broad. He like sharpshooted her down. Like she started talking about how anti-vaxxing shit was facts. And he shut her down like he was fucking trained by the fucking Navy SEALs to like destroy somebody. It was great.
That would have been pretty cool to see.
I like this song. Darker girl, when you make, you're going to drink every single one of them. You insist, babe, the challenge delights me. The more you resist, babe, the more it
excites me. And no one I kissed, babe. Travis?
What?
You okay?
Do I hear the sound of a gun loading, Travis?
Hello. Don't miss.
Travis, the show's over. Travis?
Don't miss.
Well, I guess I don't have a pick of the week then. I guess I can just shove mine right up my ass.
Yeah, you didn't ask Jim what his pick of the week was.
Yeah.
Jim, do you have a pick do you have a pick of the week?
Move.
Jim? Didn't Jim have a pick of the week?
I do have a pick of the week. The Deadwood movie premieres next Friday, I believe.
I can't
or this Friday.
Wait. Did you read that Timothy Olyphant article?
No, I have not read the Timothy Olyphant.
Oh, you have to read him read about him talking about how the show got canceled and shit and how he's happy to be back, but it is amazing. I think it's like Vanity Fair or something. It's so good.
So, but I'm rewatching the series and fuck, does it hold up? It's so goddamn good.
Deadwood is so good.
Is it better than Dick Tracy?
No. I can't. I do not have an objective opinion about that.
Jim, can you please do me a favor and watch Dick Tracy?
I will watch Dick Tracy.
Jim, watch Dick Tracy.
It's a great fucking movie.
And report back to us and let us know what you thought about it.
No, remember, like, as a kid, I was fucking into it. I wanted that Dick Tracy. Like, I was begging my parents for the toys, but I don't think I ever saw the fucking movie.
This is what we need to do. We need to do a live watch with Jim for his first time watching Dick Tracy.
Please. I would love this more than anything.
Me too.
I just got a VPN, so I can go ahead and pirate that shit real quick. That'd be
great. Not helping with the rain sound in the background.
So what? We're all gonna watch Dick Tracy together?
I would love it. I would honestly
cancel me in.
Excited about that. Love that fucking movie.
Pirating pieces of shit.
I don't know how we're pirating.
I mean, like,
but
Dick Tracy is probably like $5 on Amazon, guys. I mean, there's probably no way that there's a huge demand.
It's $2.99 on Amazon.
Probably have it on IMDb Free Dive on your.
All right, but if you
Fire Stick.
If I'm going to the store and they say you can buy this thing for $2.99 or you can just walk outside the store and here's this thing for free,
right?
Just, you know, with the guy with
I'll send you a copy.
Guys, Dick Tracy on DVD is a $4.99 add-on item.
Yeah. For a movie that Matt talks about loving so much, you sure should fucking pay $4.99.
Dude, I owned it. I bought it on VHS for like $40 back in the day.
Hey, so Matt, buy it on DVD now.
Yeah, no need to buy it on DVD.
Could you make a copy of the VHS tape and send
it? Listen, Jim, I'll send you an invite to my private torrent site, and you can download it from there. Okay?
Whole goddamn group of garbage people.
And anything else that you want, because that's a great thing about private torrents. You know?
Yeah, I'm not even joking. I just got a VPN today, so whatever.
Just make sure you seed a lot, because
I'll be there. Don't worry about me.
I don't want to afford it.
Did Jim even give out his pick of the week yet? Oh, yeah, Deadwood. Right, right. Guys, I have a pick of the week, but none of you guys are going to give a shit about it. But Travis plugs something on Shudder every week, so this is my pick of the week. There's a new podcast, guys, that I'm really into right now. It's called 6 Degrees with Mike McKenna. Travis, let me tell you about this podcast.
I know Mike McKenna.
You don't know this Mike McKenna. Mike McKenna. He's a goalie that's like kind of a, like he's played for like every team at some point or another. He floats around all over the goddamn place. He interviews like old 90s goalies. Like Travis, he talked to Don Beaupre. Yeah.
That's a good get.
Fucking Don Beaupre, man. It's pretty fucking cool. And I listened to the one that he talked to Ron Tugnutt. Oh God, that one's so good. Travis, if you're gonna listen to one.
Oh, I can't. Is he? Tell me he hasn't got something lined up with Gord Smith.
Not yet. No. He talked to Ron Tugnutt. I'll tell you what. If there, you want one like an introduction to this podcast, guys, check out the Ron Tugnutt episode because it's fucking great. I got
shoot me a message when he gets Gord.
Okay. Yeah. I got the Chico Resch one like lined up now. I'm gonna listen to that one at work tomorrow.
Actually, just put that in group chat when Gord comes through.
So yeah, I think we all want to listen to hear Gordon.
Yeah. What he has to I don't say. Want to miss out.
Guys, we'll see you next Tuesday.
If you're on my list, it's just a question.
That show was too long. That show is so long, Travis.
Did you guys like a month ago do a 12-hour episode and you just said that show was too long?
We gotta since that 12-hour marathon, we have to cut this show back to like 40 minutes or it's too long.
You have the PTSD.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying. We don't want to go over an hour ever again.
You got the pod was traumatic.
I used to prefer going over an hour. Like I thought that if to really give people their no money's worth, that over an hour was like the way to go. But now I feel like, I don't know, a good solid 30, 32, 35 minutes is probably plenty.
And we quite frankly, between me, Matt, and Shannon, we don't have the content for an hour. So we're just doing people a favor by not, you know, the ones who are still hanging on at this point.
Jim, did you just say me, Matt, and Jim?
Yep. Was there something? Is there something wrong with that? Let me run it back. Yeah, just I see. Love you when you are alone. Sooner is better than later, but lover, I'll hover, I'll plan. This time I'm not only getting them home.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.